Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Ernie and Bert and the Clean Machines.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Alan from Sesame Street. What a nice surprise that you're here. How about we surprise some more friends? I know two who are in the laundromat washing and drying their clothes. If you listen with me, I bet you can guess who's there.
Vo-vo-vo-dio.
Hey, you almost done there, old buddy Bert?
It's Ernie.
You're really done with that?
Almost done? I've hardly even started folding my socks.
And Bert.
Not to mention, then I have to fold all my underwear. All my polka dot ones go together in one pile, all my stripy ones in another, and all the ones with pigeons in this stack over here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But are you done yet?
Ernie.
Hey there, you two.
Oh, hey there, Alan.
Hey, I see you do have a lot of laundry there. How about I help you fold some, Bert?
Oh, thank you, Alan. That would be swell. First, I fold the socks, then the underwear, and last of all, I fold the blankets. That's the plan. It's just that Ernie keeps asking me if I'm done yet.
Who are you?
And it's so distracting that I have to start all over again.
Oh, I can't help it, Bert. See, I'm all done folding my clothes, and we've been here so long already.
I see, Ernie. It can be hard to be patient and wait for a long time.
Ernie, if you could just be patient a little while longer, I could focus on getting these clothes and blankets folded before it's bedtime.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, Bert, I can do that. Yeah, I'll just sit here very quietly.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great if you could give it a try, Ernie, while I help Bert.
Okay, here I go. I'll just sit right here in this little blue chair and not say a word. I won't say a word, Bert. Not a word.
So, you see, Alan, first I matched the Argyle socks. Those are the ones with all the diamond shapes. The blue diamonds make a match. That's one pair. Then the red diamonds.
That's another pair. I think I've got it.
Then these two green ones. And these... What is that noise?
What noise do you mean, old buddy? Oh, do you mean this sound? The one I'm making by tapping my little blue chair with this nifty little yellow pencil from my backpack? Or do you mean this sound? The one I'm making by tapping my feet on the nice shiny floor here.
I have a feeling that Bert was expecting you to be quieter than that, Ernie.
Yes, quieter. Quiet as a mouse.
Oh, I see. Got it, yeah. Quiet as a mouse. Yep, I got it now. I understand. Quiet.
Okay, thank you, Ernie. So now let's start on the shirts. I have a plan for that, too.
I thought you might.
I fold every shirt with the left sleeve over the right sleeve, then the bottom part gets folded up like this, and what is that sound?
That's Rubber Ducky, Bert. You know I like to take him to the laundromat with me. He likes the sound of all the water sloshing around.
Yes. Of course, I remember, but... you said you would be quiet. Quiet as a mouse.
I was quiet as a mouse, Bert. But see, a mouse makes a squeaking sound, right?
Squeaks.
Right, yeah, exactly. So I was being quiet as a mouse.
A squeaky mouse.
Ernie, I think all of this waiting has made you a little wiggly. That's making it hard to be patient and wait for Bert. Is that right?
You could be right there, Alan.
I think I have a way to help both of you. A way to help Ernie get his wiggles out, quietly, so that Bert can focus on his folding.
Really? Oh, that would be wonderful.
So, Ernie, how about this? We'll imagine that we're in a laundromat a lot like this one. One full of lots of quiet sounds that you can listen to. How about that?
Gee, that kind of sounds like fun. I can do that.
Alan, is it okay if Rubber Ducky stays here with me? He promises he won't let out a squeak.
all right. I'm sure he can be very quiet with us.
You bet.
That sounds like a perfect plan to me. You imagine you're in your own laundromat, and I'll be right here in this one, folding these nice fuzzy blankets. We'll need them for bedtime tonight. Now the blankets. First, the left corner goes up and over to the right corner. Then I fold them in half, and then half again. Perfect.
Let's relax our bodies so we can begin imagining, Ernie. We're going to close our eyes and take a few quiet belly breaths to help with that.
I like belly breaths. Yeah, they make my tummy feel good.
Yes, they do. First, let's take a deep breath in. And as we do, we'll bring our arms up over our heads. Ready? Let's go. We'll breathe in through our noses. Now breathe out through our mouths. Arms back down to our sides. Now, let's do that again. Breathe in slowly, arms up. Breathe out, arms down.
Hey, Alan, I think I feel my wiggles going away.
That's good. You're doing a great job focusing on your breath. Now we're going to focus on the way our bellies move as we breathe.
Oh, that sounds good.
And maybe Rubber Ducky wants to do some belly breathing with us, Ernie. We call that belly buddy breathing.
Ooh.
So hold Rubber Ducky right in front of your belly with your hands. I'm pretending that I have a nice, fuzzy, stuffed animal buddy. One that feels soft on my belly.
Oh, that sounds nice.
First, let's breathe in through our noses and slowly breathe out through our mouths. Let's do this two times together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's slowly breathe in. Then slowly breathe out. Last time. Let's slowly breathe in. Then slowly breathe out through our mouths. Now remember, when you're feeling wiggly and need to be still and quiet, anywhere you are, you can focus on some belly buddy breathing.
Hey, thank you so much.
Now we're ready to imagine together.
Oh, good. Oh, hey, you know something else I think we can do together, Alan? Before we imagine? Hey, maybe even Bert, too?
Sure, Ernie. I'm all done folding now.
We can all... yawn.
Okay. Everybody calm and focused. And maybe a little sleepy? Sounds like we're all finally ready to imagine.
Let's imagine we're in a laundromat with our friends Bert and Ernie. In the laundromat, the washing machines swish and swirl while cleaning clothes. Everything smells fresh and soapy. Each washing machine has a little see-through glass door so you can see everything getting washed. The doors are shaped like circles. Behind each door, clothes spin and spin and spin. They whirl round and round in the soap and water. All the windows together create a rainbow of colors, some with red t-shirts and orange shorts and yellow sweaters, blue and green and purple towels. all of them roll round and round in the bubbly soap. Shiny bubbles appear behind the glass doors of the washing machines. When a machine speeds up, the clothes and bubbles spin faster. When a machine slows down, the clothes roll softly to a stop. Bert and Ernie stand beside one big washing machine. They are helping to wash all the blankets for their friends on Sesame Street so everyone can have a clean and cozy blanket for bedtime tonight. They pull a blue blanket out of a big laundry basket. As they shake it out, they see the blanket is covered with pictures of cookies. This must be Cookie Monster's blanket. They place it in the washing machine. The next blanket they lift up out of the laundry basket has pictures of numbers on it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, this must be the Count's blanket. They keep moving their friends' blankets from the basket to the washing machine. When all the blankets are loaded into the big, round washing machine, Ernie pours laundry detergent soap into a little cup, then pours it into the machine. Then he closes the door. Bert puts money into the machine. Little coins that go clink, clink, clink. They press the big green start button, and the washing machine starts to fill with soap and water. Neighbors walk past the laundromat, heading home from their busy day. Sometimes the laundromat door opens and someone enters, holding a bag full of clothes that need to be cleaned. Each time the door swings open, a little bell rings above it. As Bert and Ernie wait for the blankets to finish washing, Ernie looks inside his backpack. He finds a coloring book and a box of crayons and sets it up on the table so he and Bert can color together while they wait. There are crayons in so many colors. In the coloring book, there are pictures of beautiful flower gardens and castles and animals. Bert and Ernie each choose crayons to color with. Bert is careful to color inside the lines, while Ernie scribbles a green elephant under a pink sky. Then Ernie takes three crayons at once and makes a rainbow swirl on the page. The swish of the washing machines sounds relaxing as they color. All is quiet. Just the sound of swishing soap and water as the clothes swirl around in the washing machine. Bert and Ernie have finished coloring. They get up from their chairs and move to sit closer to the big window that looks out over Sesame Street. The sound of the washing machines is very soothing, and Ernie feels very relaxed. He's happy that his bedtime is soon. Ernie looks out the window And as he does so, Bert hears a click. The washing machine rolls to a stop. This means the machine is all done cleaning. Sure enough, Bert checks the washing machine and sees that the water and soap are out of the machine and the blankets are clean. He opens the shiny glass door and reaches in to get them. They are wet and heavy with water. Then he carries the blankets from the washing machine to the dryer machine. This is where the blankets will get dry and soft and cozy. Once all the blankets are inside the dryer, Bert drops money into the machine. Clink, clink, clink. And watches as the blankets start to twirl ever so slowly. The colorful blankets tumble and spin slowly, round and round. A neighbor sits on a bench near one of the dryers. She smiles and helps pick up a crayon that fell while Bert and Ernie were coloring. Then she sits back down. The kind neighbor is reading a book as she waits for her clothes to dry. On the cover of the book is a picture of outer space with the stars and the moon on it. Each time she turns a page, it makes a rustling sound, adding to the relaxing swishing and spinning sounds in the laundromat. The dryer has stopped, and the blankets are now all dry and clean. The washing and drying is all done for tonight. Bert and Ernie collect the big pile of blankets from the dryer and place them on a table by the laundromat window. The blankets are all so warm and cozy now. They're so big that Bert and Ernie work together to fold them. They choose the blanket on the top of the pile to fold first. It's Big Bird's soft yellow blanket. Bert and Ernie fold the big blanket again and again until it's folded into the shape of a square. They do this with each blanket until they're all folded nice and neat in a big warm pile. Then they place them back in the big laundry basket. Time to carry them back to their friends on Sesame Street.
Night, good night.
Tonight, everyone can curl up and rest in their soft, warm bed.